And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump was in Iowa earlier this week touting economic wins, including a big announcement from John Deere. The equipment giant plans to build an excavator factory in North Carolina and a distribution center in Indiana, relocating production from Japan to the United States. Trump also highlighted EPA water restriction cuts and the termination of diesel exhaust fluid requirements he says will save family farmers over $1 billion annually. Speaking of government spending, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, is cracking down on the kind of contracting abuse that allowed a California woman to pocket $19 million in military contracts through her company, Romo Productions, despite never producing a stitch of clothing. The woman, who qualified as a disadvantaged business owner partly due to her Spanish grandfather, won contracts to make military PT uniforms, then subcontracted all of the work to actual factories while living in her car. Hegseth said that these pass-through schemes, where minority-owned businesses take fees up to 50% before handing work to larger firms, under his charge, they're finished. On the life front, pro-lifers are frustrated with the Trump administration's handling of mail-order abortion pill. The Justice Department earlier this week filed asking a judge to not block current FDA regulations allowing mifepristone to be shipped through the mail, arguing Louisiana faces no sovereign injury from the policy. Pro-life groups aren't buying it. Susan B. Anthony's Pro-Life America called it completely unacceptable, noting abortion drugs sent by mail now kill more Americans than fentanyl, cocaine, or heroin combined. The silver lining? Well, a Gallup poll is showing young Americans are actually becoming more pro-life, with those aged 18 to 29 identifying as pro-life, jumping about 8 to 11 percentage points since 2022. That's a big number, given the relentless fear-mongering from the media. In South Carolina, 789 cases of measles have been confirmed, surpassing last summer's Texas outbreak. HHS has provided $1.4 million in aid, with Secretary Kennedy's team noting vaccinations remain the most effective prevention and that the MMR shot is still covered by insurance. A Virginia nurse was fired after posting a TikTok video urging colleagues to inject ICE agents with paralytic drugs and encouraging women to spike agents' drinks with laxatives on dates. That comes as ICE reports an 8,000% increase in death threats. Meanwhile, CBS has reported research showing grandparents who care for grandchildren experience less cognitive decline. And guess what? Leftists lost their mind. Apparently celebrating family is now the most controversial thing you can do. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.